This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. I appreciate you being with us. A little bit different show. Normally, we talk just to businesses and kind of give consumer tips on things, talk about scams, all of that. But today, we're doing something a little bit different. And actually, a gentleman in the studio that's joined me, John Isaacs. John, I'll welcome you. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having us over today.
Hey, glad you're here. And John, I've met several years ago, and John shared with me recently something that his father is involved in. And the more I got to looking into this, boy, we wanted to get these guys on the show, and especially John's dad, Dr. Kenneth Isaacs. And we're going to be talking about something that is affecting, and I don't know the number, but we will probably get that to you here in just a minute, the number of lives that are affected by this. But we're going to be talking about, John, really just PTSD, all about how it's affected people, and neurosis, I guess, is the key
word. That's correct, yeah. neurosis is a problem. And PTSD is one manifestation of it. But as my father would say, understanding your emotions can largely eliminate neuroses, so that rather than simply treatment, you could find a cure. And it's really more about, if you educate yourself, you might find that you don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. You just have emotions. And if you can understand them, then you're home free.
Sure.
So, should I say a little bit about
my father? Here's what I want to do. Now, Dr. Kenneth Isaacs is on the line with us, so he's going to hold just a moment, because you know what? Watching him, I can tell this is a good, humble man. And you know what? I know you're proud of your dad, so I want you to give me a little bit of background on your dad, and then we'll talk with him.
How we got here. My father went to the University of Minnesota, as did I. Dad got a bachelor's degree in psychology, and he enlisted at the end of his education time. He enlisted in the United States Army during World War II. He went to was offered the officer candidate school. He went to 6 months training for military psychology, and in a first lieutenant program. Then he was moved to standby in England, waiting for the invasion of France. Day three of the invasion at Omaha Beach, Dad landed under General Omar Bradley of the First Army, and fought through that. He was in Company HQ, helping to run things for the front. Then Dad moved to General Patton in the Third Army, and they made their way through Italy, and France, from France through Italy. The Germans stuck them in the Bulge, which they called the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. And Dad at that point was a staff sergeant. And after they made it back to Germany and Germany fell, they were waiting, Patton was waiting to invade Japan. And when Japan folded, The men went home, back to the USA, and a couple of weeks later, Dad found himself at the PhD program at the University of Chicago in Illinois. Working his way through his PhD, he became chief of the Veterans Outpatient Clinics for the state of Illinois, which was a big job back then. So Dad saw how things were for veterans and how responsive they were.
Sure.
After receiving the top score in all of the United States for graduate students in psychology, Dad was given a position at the University of Illinois Medical School, where he taught young doctors about psychology and psychoanalysis. Then he was asked to be a researcher for the Psychoanalytic Institute. He was the only PhD rather than MD at that point to ever have been invited to study there. So after that, he went into private practice for a little longer than I've been alive, and I'm 60. So with that, Scott, I think that's the best intro I could do.
Wow, well, absolutely.
And he's been a great dad the whole time.
Well, that's awesome, and I could tell by watching him. So we introduced you, Dr. Kenneth Isaacs, again, author and founder of the Natural Psychology Foundation. And as his son John just mentioned, World War II vet. He was there D-Day 3, Battle of the Bulge. So, Dr. Isaacs, and if it's okay, may I call you Ken?
Absolutely.
All right, Ken. Well, I certainly want to be respectful. But first of all, first thing I want to tell you is thank you for your service.
It's a long time ago.
Well, we sure appreciate it. And you know what? Before we get into this, I just want to ask you real quick. Here we are in 2018, and when you see some of the things that are happening around our country and the disrespect for our flag and country and president and all the things, NFL players and, you know, and all the things kneeling during the national anthem, give me your feeling on that.
Oh, I think those athletes are aiming at the wrong thing. They're aiming at the Constitution, which is our best hope for ever improving our situation. And there may be difficulties, as we can see in Congress now,
sure,
of people who are doing things that are un-American, but the Constitution keeps pushing us toward the right things. And I think the athletes will come to knowledge of reality eventually,
right,
but they're on the wrong path.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Complaining to the wrong place.
Sure. Now, I understand from John, you are 98 years young.
Almost.
Almost 98.
Well, I'll be 98 in a few weeks.
Okay. Well, hey, we will tell you happy birthday now, sir.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, and again, we're going to be doing a series of shows with you, and we're going to be able to touch on the surface here with our segment today, but we're going to be doing some more segments with you to learn more about this whole neuroses and, you know, PTSD and all of that. And I think back, one thing I listened to a little bit earlier today, I think when that first came out, the term was kind of shell shock. But give us a little history about this and, you know, a little bit of history about the condition. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go back through history and try as briefly as I can to convey it. What neurosis has been as a problem, starting before there was written, before there was writing, no written history. Remember Achilles hiding in his tent, if you remember that story.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that sounded like a neurotic problem, that he was maybe depressed, so on, as a reactive depression. But if I can put together as a kind of a saga, we have 4,000 years of written history in which neuroses are talked about, and there were treatments then in the earliest of the Greek and Egyptian countries. Egypt was somewhat under the control of Greece. From there were steps in development, and my aim came from following through these steps, looking at facts of reality and recognizing elements into it. I should say first that there no longer is any good reason for anyone in the world to have any suffering from neurotic problems. They're curable. They're curable by education instead of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And they are preventable. If we have, at some point, we will have parents and kindergarten teachers teaching children about what emotions really are as a helpful function rather than as an interference, and neuroses would disappear from the earth. The saga started, that we know of, was that pre-written material, and then the written material in Egyptian pieces of clay and so on. And there had been a series of developing trophies. The Egyptians were very sure. They knew exactly what the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
And they treated it for that problem. They understood it as a wandering uterus. And if men had the same problem, they had a different name for it. But so on. And that's what they treated for a long, long time, something over 1,000 years before they got to another one. Then there was a phase in which there were various kinds of massages, various kinds of trying substance, anything, just to see what would happen. Not very good, but it was a trial. And then there were the recognition of chemistry and the beginning of application of those as treatments. And then finally, in the fourth system, there were the medications that were tested and tried. The results for all of these were some degree of amelioration, comforting people, about the same level that works with horseback riding, with almost any of these things that, well-intentioned, having a dog, help people, is amelioration. And the out of this grew the four major schools of thought. There were many, many others, but there were the
That's okay.
There were the Freud's psychological approach, in which Freud deserves credit for his very careful observation of the manifestations. And then, it was since it was before scientific method and scientific thought were available, he fantasized what could be the problem and built a lengthy theory and school of thought. It was very popular, an amazing thing that he could persuade millions of people across the world that this was the story. Unfortunately, it did not cure people, but it was a story. There was then the behaviorists who treated the symptoms, the surface, and the treatments were by repetition of situation that people would adapt to it, to realize the situation was not terrible. It worked to ameliorate the phobias, did not touch the other difficulties. Didn't touch depression. It didn't touch the conversion to physical symptoms and the various other neuroses that existed. So finally, you see, I spent time going through the various schools of thought. The cognitivists also had the idea that it's a matter of thinking clearly, and that also ameliorated. But the problem was we have both thought and feeling.
Right.
And the realization that we have both was not accepted by the cognitivists, and they were very serious about using some of the scientific method, but they had not absorbed what had been understood as the thought that philosophers had reached.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing those together, and I, in my study at for the doctorate, I actually spent time to do about 50% more courses than than were required for a doctorate. So,
right.
I got the ideas of the philosophy of science and came to the realization with thought and feeling and many, many parts that what was happening was a distortion of uses of emotion that somehow people had gotten confused between thought and feeling, that only thought was important, that feeling is in sort of an extra unfortunate thing that nature has bestowed.
Right.
When what we know is that anything bestowed that doesn't help us live better to survive fades away.
Mm-hmm.
This never faded away.
Yes, sir.
The answer had to be that we used thought and feeling. So as a result of that, and over a long history, I developed ideas and some knowledge that working with patients, I could cure. It reached the point where I was in office curing more than 90% of those with the various neurotic symptoms, typically in 3 to 5 sessions, that depended on how open the minds were, occasionally a couple months. And once, with a very open-minded, bright woman, 20 minutes of education.
Wow. Dr. Kenneth Isaacs is our guest again. He is with the Natural Psychology Foundation. You can check out the website, which we're going to talk about a little later, but naturalpsychologyfoundation.com. And this is something that has a lot of great information. We're going to get into a little bit later another segment about a manual for self-curing neuroses. And we're going to get into a lot more of this. But we got to take just a short break. And Ken, when we come back, I want you to, you know, when you say curable and over 90%, I think probably some of our listeners' eyebrows raise, because anytime we talk about a, you know, quote, disease and then a cure, wow, that gets our attention. So when we come back, I want to talk about that with you. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and we'll be right back.
Worried about losing the tax deduction of your mortgage interest? Now, more than ever, it's important to stop paying more interest than you should. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you have a second mortgage, those rates are going to continue to go up and up and up. Let us show you how to take advantage of higher conforming loan limits of $529,000 at lower fixed rates. Credit card rates will also continue to go up. Pay off those high-rate cards now and save thousands in interest. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now to save over $100,000 in interest and own your home faster, all without changing one penny of your current spending habits. It's only your money. Take AIM. Paying mortgage insurance is like adding over 1% to your current rate. Stop paying it. Refinance or purchase your next home with only 3% down and no mortgage insurance. Call 720-895-0500. Let AIM save you thousands like we've been doing since 2001. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Take AIM and take control of your money. NMLS 298191. Regulated by DOR. Equal credit lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having a Silverado year-end clearance sale with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, we are doing a little bit different angle on our show today. Most of the time we deal with business topics, but today we're dealing with a very personal topic, and we're talking about neuroses, PTSD, and we have the expert on the line with us today, and it's Dr. Kenneth Isaacs. His son John is in studio with us as well. And again, if you're just joining, just to reset a little bit, Dr. Isaacs is a World War II vet. He was there for D-Day 3. He was at the Battle of the Bulge. And he has really put his life into this. And we're going to talk a little bit about the website and a manual you can get and some other things. But, Ken, I wanted to come back and talk with you just a minute here just about this whole curing thing. And when you say a disease and you use the word cure in over 90%, you know, first of all, let me start with this. There's a lot of medical professionals out there that, while they want people to feel better, they're not really looking for that cure or somebody that's out there helping people for free, which you are. And so how was that welcomed around with your other professionals that maybe work in this field?
Yeah, some get a negative reaction. Some accept the idea, some who knew me, accepted the idea that I was curing, but did not like the idea of that happening to their profession, to their business. I have a two-sentence letter someone, a therapist, sent to me. He said, why are you teaching patients how to cure themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Second sentence, why don't you do things to build our practices? Another, a young lady after I gave a lecture said to me, she came up to me privately, said, I don't care if everyone will be using your ideas in a few years. It took me too long to learn what I do to spend more time learning something else. She didn't care about cure. Neither of those cared about cure.
Right.
A therapist, you know, well-established therapist hearing of what I said the four words, curing patients is impossible.
Hmm.
Now, one of the things that in neurotic troubles can reveal is that the best judge of whether the patient is disturbed, still ill or not, is themselves. They're free to do things. Their life is different. And they are the ones who decide. And so with these patients, I took their word and their description of what their life was now like.
Mm-hmm.
One patient whom I saw is a woman who had been in treatment for 2 or 3 years with a psychoanalyst. Nothing happened. She came to me. I saw her for a few sessions, and I would go at some point, I'll go over what the interactions are. But in the third session, she told me, she had called her former therapist, the psychoanalyst, and said very angrily, "I saw you for 2 some years, and nothing happened. I saw Dr. Isaacs 3 times, and I'm cured." And she knew she was free of phobia, is what it was.
Sure.
And she was the best judge of it. The therapists reacted differently. One therapist said, "I don't think insurance companies will pay for that." Mm. Another therapist said, "I know what good therapists say and do. You are nothing like them." Because I didn't go through all the processes of making them comfortably searching through dreams and other experiences, which I had done when I was a psychoanalyst. I went right to the issues about feelings. Let me just take a list here. Feelings are our friends, not enemies. That was written to me in a letter from a person who had read a newspaper column that I had, and helped herself.
Right.
And sent me a letter thanking me and saying that. But what is not understood, what has not been accepted by people in the field in these various schools of thought, is that we have thought and we have feeling, and they each have functions. Thoughts give us information. A cognitive experience gives us information of what exists, what is going on in and around us. And feelings tell us the meaning to us of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're separate functions. It's why artificial intelligence doesn't really work well, because they haven't taken in some way of putting the meaning of events in and around us, meaning of those events to us, to our lives.
Right.
And that's it. So if we recognize that feelings are very useful, vital perceptions, people, I hear people say, "Oh, that's only a perception." Perceptions are the best we have of gaining an understanding of what's going on in and around us. That's
mm-hmm.
our way of knowing.
Sure.
It's not trivial. An animal hears a crackling noise, a step somewhere. They come to attention and take off.
Yes, sir.
Their perception. we're saying perceptions are not really important. They're vital. And if we discard or deny or reject important perceptions, we risk our lives.
Right. Dr. Kenneth Isaacs is our guest. Once again, if you're just joining us, he is an author. He's the founder of the Natural Psychology Foundation, and you can check out that website, naturalpsychologyfoundation.com. And we're going to get into one thing here in just a few minutes about a manual that's there for self-curing neuroses by Dr. Kenneth Isaacs. But before we do that, Ken, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, the treatment itself. I mean, what does that initial consultation look like? Because when I read the manual a little bit last night and this morning a little bit in preparation for the show, I see the word emotion in there a lot. And I know guys, and I know me, usually that's the last thing we want to talk about is our emotion. So how, as a therapist, then, do you get someone, is it just like any other, maybe, you know, someone that has an alcohol problem or a drug problem, getting them to admit they have a problem? Is that the first step?
Well, I would regard that as that expression of not wanting to talk about feelings as opposition to feelings, and try to get people to regard them, view them within themselves, that that feelings are absolutely vital perceptions of what is going on in and around us, and vital for enabling us to adapt and survive. If we reject them, oppose them, we have no way of changing them. People try to change what they feel.
Right.
And these are things I talk with a person in just this way. I don't go into dreams. I don't go into all the behaviors. I just get an idea of what their problem is and try to teach them. It's education. It's not therapy. It's education of what our sensory perceptual processes are, how important they are to keep us alive, and to be able to observe those in process within themselves. And so we have to straighten out the difference between attitudes versus feelings, to deal with the message of the feelings and not get excited about the messenger of the feelings. People say it's very popular, actually. There are good feelings and there are bad feelings. The fact is, every feeling is good to have. It is important information that we have. That's what our perceptions are. And getting people over the hump,
right,
of that is a very important issue, that they can then keep track of current reality. And, you know, reality is of some importance to us.
Yes, sir.
When we ignore it, we can get bitten in some way.
Yes, sir.
So it's what is going on in and around us is the idea. And so it's very simple for some people to observe within themselves. Most people can have some insight of what they think, of what's there, but a process of looking at our mental activities, our mental content in interactions within ourselves is key to this. It's occasionally very, very simple. Like the woman who came came to me for 2.5 years. She had not been able to swallow solid food. She lived on liquefied this or that. And 2.5 years, she looked to me like a death camp survivor.
Wow.
And she told me about having gone to all sorts of specialists over a couple years, and then finally landed with a psychiatrist who listened to her and said, well, you have a phobia, which is a misnomer, but matter. And you'll have that all your life. You can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right because I have medication that will make you feel less. She took that medication for about 6 months. And as all medications are possible to do, having difficulty, she had a responsible job. She couldn't think as clearly and so on, and somehow she got to me. We spent about a little over a half hour telling me of the things she had tried with all these specialists and fortunes she had spent doing that. And that left about 20 minutes for us. So I did the kinds of things I've been talking about. And because I was worried, she looked, you know, a person gets down around 80 or 90 pounds.
Sure.
In danger. I had a time open the next morning. I asked her to come in, and she came in. She said, I'll tell you what happened last evening. I went home. I fixed dinner for my husband and my four-year-old, and I sat down and ate with him.
Wow.
The reason I say that is not West bragging, but is not.
Hey, you deserve. You know, it's okay to say, yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah, that's what I think. But I'm not just saying that, not just bragging. I'm saying that is how simple the disorder is. Anyone who will take seriously the fact that emotions as well as thoughts are important functions, and that if we use them instead of opposing them, we can have a far, far better life.
Right.
That's what she did. Most people took 3 to 5 sessions. Let's take you to the other end of it. A patient who had episodes of panic driving, she would drive along, become panicked, pull off the road, pace up and down for about 15 minutes. This is not a rare kind of event. I've heard it several times, and it's always about 15 minutes, and then drive on. And I worked with her at least a couple months, and she sort of got better. I knew she wasn't catching on, and she was still opposing emotion.
Right.
But she decided she could drive to work. She'd been having her husband drive her to work and pick her up and drive her to my office and pick her up. She decided she could do those things. It's amelioration.
Right.
About 2 or 3 weeks later, I got a phone call. She she was on the phone. She said, "What we did was worthless. It's all here again. I'm on the side of the road. I don't know what to do." And I said, "Maria," I don't remember her name, "Maria, what have you forgotten?" And I waited. Seemed endless. It was probably a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Okay, it's all right. I remember. Thank you. Bye."
Oh, really? Wow.
It finally had clicked in that silent moment. She reviewed. She's bright and had a memory.
Sure.
And she remembered the words and took the meaning of the words.
Right.
So she knew when she was well. We don't have to have any strange external measure for these illnesses.
Right, right.
The person.
Once again, Dr. Kenneth Isaacs is our guest, and we are talking about PTSD cure and prevention. Check out this website, naturalpsychologyfoundation.com, naturalpsychologyfoundation.com, and I've got John Isaacs in studio with me. So, John, we have just about a minute and a half here left with this segment, but take just a moment, tell us about the website, and then, you know, and we're going to get on this with our next show, but you guys offer this for free. This is free help. That means somebody needs to give and help out a little bit. So how can people give if they want to donate to help this great cause?
If you take a look at the work that my father's done over the years and the people that he's helped and the people that have yet to be helped, it's really a great thing to get behind. This is the way my father wanted it, and this is the way we do it. But on the website, we have a donate prompt where you can push a button and it clicks, and you can use a credit card. We also have some other methods. We have you can contact us through the website. We can make arrangements for donations, mailing out our guides and whatnot to soldiers or people that need help. You know, we have postage expenses and handling and all that, and we do the best we can do.
Sure.
But the more help that we can have, the more that we can distribute this information and maybe make the world a little better place.
All right. And you are a 501c3, so these are tax deductible.
We are. We are tax deductible to the maximum extent of the law. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. We're good. Well, gentlemen, this has been great. So, John, thank you for setting this up. And Dr. Isaacs, we sure appreciate it. And we are sure looking forward to learning a little bit more about this. And on our next show, we're going to talk about a manual that's available. And this is right on the website. And, again, absolutely free. So if you are someone or you know of someone that maybe this could be of help, we highly recommend going to the website. Again, it is Natural Psychology Foundation. But our next show, we are going to talk about this manual and have Dr. Kenneth Isaacs kind of shed some light on that. So thanks for joining us. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
I was in a car accident, and I was hurt. Bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't work. My insurance company is not treating me like family, like the commercial said they would. My car was totaled. I had some savings, but all of that is gone now. And on top of all of this, the person who hit me didn't have insurance at all. I don't know what to do.
After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now to get your life turned back around.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you listening in. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to Rick Thielen. Rick is no stranger on the airwaves here with KLZ 560 with Live Choices. Rick, how are you, sir?
Scott, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, I got an email from you the other day. I'm on your email list, and it looked like a pretty exciting event, along, of course, with our here at our Haystack show. We do our show on Saturday, Sportsman of Colorado, and so we're big into the outdoors and shooting and all the different things, and came to an event you had a couple of years, and I said, oh, boy, I want to get you on and talk about this. But before we get to this event that's going to be coming up, and for those that, you know, again, I have not had the honor and privilege to have you on Haystack, so let's start with just a little bit of background of who Life Choices is.
Well, Life Choices is a pregnancy medical center, a group of centers, and we're located in Longmont, Loveland, Brighton, Westminster, Estes Park, and then our sixth center with six wheels is our mobile medical clinic that we cover the Northern Colorado Front Range. And we offer free pregnancy tests, free ultrasound, obstetrical ultrasounds. We do free STI testing, limited testing. And actually, everything that we do is free. We don't charge anybody for anything.
Wow.
And we're also in the schools, and we teach and present what's called sexual risk avoidance. More people would know it as abstinence training.
Sure.
And then we also do counseling for after-abortion care for those that are struggling with the past abortion that they've had in their lives, both men and women. And so we bring all those services, and we do that, and pretty excited about it. We've been around since 1984, and last year, in fact, we had over 400 babies that we know of that were born to our clients, which we're pretty excited about that. I think that's cool.
Man, I started to say, good night. I mean, I would just love just to hear some of the stories and all the lives that have been touched with this because, I mean, you know, it's we always talk about, you know, our choices don't usually involve just us. And when there is a pregnancy like that at a time, maybe for a teenager or something like that, you know, boy, there's a lot of lives involved. And to make those good choices for everyone involved is awesome. And, man, you guys do a terrific, terrific job.
Well, thank you. We really enjoy the opportunities that we have to connect with both men and women, and be able to impact positively their lives. And I always say we have never yet in the years that I've been here met one woman or one guy that's regretted their choice to go ahead and have their baby. So it's been pretty cool.
Sure. All right. Well, that's great. And again, great to have you on here on Haystack Help Radio. So let's talk about this event coming up. This is going to be Life Choices Sharpshooter Competition. So tell us about this.
This is our sixth year doing this, and we do this one in February. Actually, it's going to be February 10th, and it's an indoor shooting competition with handguns. And we have slots for about 96 shooters, and they fill up pretty quick. And so we always like to kind of let people know, so it'll be pretty cool. People want to get signed up for that. We have it set up as teams of four, and included with that is a catered dinner and a program that we go with that, and it's at the Front Range Gun Club in Loveland, Colorado. And this is our sixth year doing it with them. They are great sponsors with us and provide the facility literally at almost no cost to us and a number of other things that they provide, which I think is really exciting. One of the things that we'll also be able to do is that we're going to be raffling off a couple of handguns people can buy chances to buy at $10 a pop.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Sure.
And then we'll also have a one-year membership to Front Range Gun Club that we'll be raffling off. And then we have another one that we will give to the shooter that has the best overall score. And always like to have a little fun with this. We have prizes for the best team, a team of four with their best overall score. But not to be left out, we also give prizes to the team with the lowest score.
Okay.
And that's a free pass,
yes.
A day pass to Front Range Gun Club, so they come in and practice.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. I tell you, and it's great. You know, and none of us could do what we do without different, you know, sponsors and different things help us out. So when you've got someone like Front Range Gun Club, certainly want to give them a shout out. I mean, you know, they don't have to do that. I mean, they're in a business to make money,
correct,
different things like that. So for
sure
them
do.
To be able to, you know, give you this amount of space and time and all that to have an event to raise money, I mean, like you say, that's pretty cool.
It is, and it's a top-notch facility, Scott. You know, it's all computerized. And we've got some pretty cool different competition events. And the one that always is the favorite every year, we started about 3 years ago, was target shooting with your less dominant hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always funny to listen to the men and the women. They start to laughing, and especially when they see some of the results of some of that shooting.
Sure.
You know, some of them appear to be ambidextrous, and they do really well. But this originally started 6 years ago as a kind of an event for men, and as my wife likes to point out to me even to this day, she reminded me that, by the way, Rick, we're in Colorado, and not only do I like to shoot, but I know a lot of other women that like to shoot. So
no, I'm telling you, it is
men and women.
That is a growing number for women shooters. It really is. I just don't want to be in a group with women because they normally shoot better. I'm telling you, they listen better to instruction than we do. And I'm telling you, women are traditionally very, very good shooters.
Oh, they are. In fact, it was very, very close between first and second place last year. And a woman ended up in second place, but she was really a top shooter. She just lamented the fact that she hadn't shot very much. And I went, boy, if you practice more, I hate to see what your score would have looked like.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But Shelby did a great job. The other thing I think is exciting is this gets to be kind of a family event.
Sure.
And some of the kids get to come with their parents and shoot. And of course, we have range masters there that direct everything. And safety is, of course, top priority. But having fun is a good thing. And as you mentioned before, this is a fundraiser, and this helps us provide all the services throughout the year that we are able to do at no charge to our clients. So to sign up and to do that is $85 a shooter, and that covers all the range fees, it covers the food, and obviously covers a little bit of extra profit in there for us. But I always encourage somebody, bring your credit cards, bring your checkbooks.
Yep.
And you'll want to participate in this raffle. And there are usually some pretty nice handguns that we get to give or that we get to raffle.
No, like I say, you guys do a first class job. You know, I came out to your sporting clay shoot a couple of years ago, and great people.
Yeah.
and a chance to get to meet a lot of people and hear a lot of great stories, because you know, some people that participate in this have probably been through some kind of adoption thing, whatever, you know, and some have been touched by that in their lives, others not. But I'm telling you, it's just a great event. So this is the 6th annual Life Choices Sharpshooter Competition held at the Front Range Gun Club. Again, this is Saturday, February the 10th at 5:30. It will end around 10
right.
p.m., and you're not going to beat this. I mean, a lot of times you go to a lot of these clubs, they want $30, $35, $40 just to shoot. This is $85 a shooter, but with that, you get a great dinner. A lot of great prizes are going to be given out and a chance for you to really help and change lives. And that's what this is. This just isn't about helping a business. This is about changing lives, Rick.
It is. It's all about that. And I know if some people are not able to hit this one, then we're going to be doing sport clays on May 19th, Colorado clays.
Okay.
So that should be, if somebody wants to hold that date, In fact, I know you were there a couple of years ago, and it was really a lot of fun.
I just wrote it in my calendar for next year, okay, May 19th. All right, good deal. Now, listen, I know 96 slots sound like a lot, but I'm telling you, let's fill it up for them, and let's give them some help here. And, again, the website should be open about an hour or so. You can go on and register, lifematters.org. And this is also a time of year where a lot of people, Rick, you know, are looking for different things, for donations and all that. So, you know what, if you can't come, maybe buy a slot for someone and send them an email and say, hey, I'd like to pay for someone to go and do this. And I think you mentioned a great thing, too. This is a great family event, you know, and we need more time to go into this, really, but I'm going to touch on it, where guns are not bad. And for you should teach your kids about the respect for guns, gun safety, and all that. And I'm telling you, to go out and spend some time shooting with your kids, whether that's at targets, hunting, whatever the case you want to make it, that will be great memories for them to have that time with mom or dad, or hopefully both, where they can go out shooting with you. And, again, if you're not prolific at shooting or whatever, that's why we've got these range masters there, and we'll make sure everything's safe for you. So, again, a great way to help out. For more information, you can also call 970-461-5050, 970-461-5050. And, again, this will be Saturday, February 10th at 5:30 at Front Range Gun Club. And if you happen to go out there and maybe you already shoot there, go and tell those folks thanks for helping out Life Choices. So, Rick, man, great event, and we'll try to get this on maybe a couple more times here to get some folks registered for you, and, man, we appreciate all you do. Thanks for all your partnership here with KLZ, with John Rush, Rush to Reason, and all that. Man, we all love having you on, for sure.
Well, Scott, thank you so much, and it's a real honor and a real blessing to be on again. Thank you again. And look forward to seeing you all.
All right, sir.
And sign up early.
All right, we'll do it. That's Rick Thielen with Life Choices. Again, this is Life Choices Sharpshooter Competition, 6th annual event, Saturday, February 10th at 5:30. Go to lifematters.org, lifematters.org to register. And if you have some information you need, feel free to call 970-461-5050. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our helpline is always open for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Everyone have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of